Hello, hello, hello! Welcome back to Storytime with Eb. Yet another lovely day and an amazing story for little ears. Let me ask you this. Do you like pigs? I sure love them. When I go to a farm and there they are in their pigsty, wobbling around, wagging their little cute tails, they sure love the mud. But who doesn't, right? I can't wait for rain to leave behind some muddy puddles so that I can just put on my boots and jump up and down. Did you know what sound pigs make? Yes, they say oink oink. Can you say oink oink? That is so much fun. Do you remember what else is fun to say? I told you last time. Yoo-hoo! So say it with me. Yoo-hoo! I love saying that. Today, I'm going to tell you a story about three little pigs. Are you ready for it? Cool! The three little pigs set off to explore the big wide world. Bye bye, called Mummy Pig. And remember to keep away from Big Bad Wolf. The three little pigs set off. Soon the first little pig met a man pulling a cart full of straw. Please, may I buy your straw to build my house? Asked the first little pig. The man was happy to sell his straws. He was tired of pulling his heavy cart. The first little pig made a house of straws. But that night, the big bad wolf came to call. Little pig, let me in, he called. Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin, said the first little pig. So the wolf huffed and puffed and blew the house down. The first little pig ran away. The second little pig met a man chopping trees in the woods. Please, may I buy some sticks to build my house? Asked the second little pig. The man was happy to sell his sticks. He had been chopping them all day. The second little pig made his house in no time. But can you guess who came to call? The big bad wolf. Little pig, let me in, he called. Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin, said the second little pig. So the wolf huffed and puffed and pulled again and blew the house down. The second little pig ran away as fast as he could. The third little pig found some bricks. I'm going to build my house with bricks, said third little pig to himself. He carried the bricks to the top of a little hill. He laid the bricks. He hammered and sawed. He pulled up on the roof and the windows and doors. His brick house took a long, long time to build. The third little pig had a good, strong house. No sooner had the third little pig finished his house than he saw his brothers. They were running as fast as they could because the big bad wolf was chasing after them. Come and hide in here, he called. The two little pigs came rushing inside the third little pig's house, slammed the door shut. Go away, you big bad wolf, they shouted, but the big bad wolf won't go away. Little pig, let me in, he called. "Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin," the three little pigs responded. So the big bad wolf huffed and puffed, but nothing happened. He huffed and puffed again, and still nothing happened. The big bad wolf blew so hard he made himself dizzy. The three little pigs were safe inside the brick house. The brick house was too strong for the big bad wolf to blow down. "I'm coming to get you," growled the big bad wolf. He started to climb down the chimney. The three little pigs were cooking a big pot of hot soup on the fire. The wolf fell down and landed plop in the hot soup.
"Yow!"
he shouted and ran out of the house as fast as he could. The three little pigs never saw the bad wolf again. And that was the end of the story. Well, that was the story of three little pigs and how clever they were. Did you like that story? I sure loved it. The third little pig was so smart and he believed in hard work. If you put some effort in anything, you will succeed. And no bad wolf can harm you. I love telling stories to you, and I'm sure you love listening them. So, I want to hear more from you. Can you please ask your mom or dad to help you record a voice message? And you can ask me to tell a story that you like. Or you can tell me what characters you like the most. Who do you want to come on your birthday party? Or even if you just want to wish happy birthday to one of your friends, I'll play these messages and you can play it to your friends. So I've got a voice message from a little girl who I absolutely love and adore, and I'm gonna play her message to all of you.
Sorry.
Why sorry?
No, you say sorry too.
Did you like the story?
Yeah. No.
Bye, good night.
Bye, good night.
That is so cute. I definitely love listening messages that you send. And I want more and more of them. Well, you have a wonderful day. And have some more fun, some more play. Remember to eat lots and lots of vegetables. And remember to say, "Yoo-hoo!" Bye now.